You're listening to Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Paula Coleman. As measured by TV ratings and revenues, football is the dominant sport in the U.S. today. But in fields across Middle and East Tennessee, eight groups of men are dedicated to recreating the era when baseball was king, when everything, even Civil War battles, would be put on hold for the national pastime. WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth has the story.
It's a little after 3 o'clock on a breezy Sunday afternoon, and on a rolling green field at the Ramsey House in Knox County, baseball practice is underway.
Head coaches.
Okay, guys, let's line up at, we'll go between first and third like we normally do.
Even if you have only a vague familiarity with the national pastime, you'll notice this is unlike any baseball game you've ever seen. The uniforms include suspenders. There's no pitcher's mound. There are no baselines, no concession stands. If you listen closely, you can even hear a different kind of language being spoken, like when this batter is called out.
Well struck! One-handed!
Now, if all this sounds like a page from a bygone era, well, that's the point. The men on the field represent the Knoxville Holstons and the Roane County Drytown Boys, two of the teams in the Tennessee Vintage Baseball League. And when Holston's team captain Adam Alfrey says they play the game old school, he means it.
We're playing barehanded 1864 Civil War era baseball. It looks a lot like the modern game, but it has a couple nuances that make it distinctly different.
Different is one way to put it. Boiling vintage baseball down into a single description is a short path to your fainting couch. It's equal parts historical reenactment, sporting event, and period performance art. Sean Fox is the captain of the Roane County Drytown Boys.
Like in a Civil War battle, you already know who's won. In this, it's a game. Just out having fun, and whoever wins, wins. That's why I enjoy it.
Playing baseball the 19th century way started gaining interest less than 30 years ago. In 2012, the concept came to Tennessee, leading to the establishment of the Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball. The Knoxville and Roane County teams are the 7th and 8th to join the league. Fox says the players' day jobs have little in common.
We've got park rangers, we've got nuclear physicists, we've got biomedical engineers, so you know our background is really varied.
But what the players do have in common is a love of both history and baseball. Mark Aubrey spends his time researching the history of baseball in East Tennessee. He says that love of the past might appeal to fans, too.
I think what we yearn for as a public, what I yearn for, is a simpler time. And if you have a chance to go out and catch one of their ball games, it's much more laid back. It's gentlemanly.
Aubrey says that simplicity bridges the 150-year gap between the players on the field and the spectators watching them.
The spectators are lined up down the first and third base sides. And you see all sorts of gaudy, touristy type clothes they're wearing. And you look into the baseball field, and you see gentlemen with beards and mustaches, with long-sleeved shirts that are slightly rolled up. If it's really warm, maybe they'll roll them up to their elbows. And it's almost a time travel, depending which way you turn your head.
The Holstons and the Drytown Boys keep one foot in the present and one in the past, but it's the future that will soon occupy their attention. The next few weeks will see the regular season winding down. And in September, the Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball will hold its championship tournament at the Antebellum Carton Plantation outside Nashville. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, WUOT News.